So you've decided to run for office again for the mayoralty again.
We have, yes.
Why?
Well, that's a really good question. Up until about a month or two ago, we really weren't thinking about running again. We were actively working with a lot of civic leaders in the community to try and get a slate together for council that would continue to drive our affairs forward and take a progressive approach to things, if you will. But getting late in the game here, the nomination deadline is next week, the end of next week, and we really weren't finding a lot of success for people to run for mayor, a lot on the council slate, which I think will be showing up here shortly, but not much for mayor. After a lot of conversation, fingers kept coming back my way, and at some point we just made the responsible decision to decide that, look, it's the best thing to go forward. We'll have to rethink how we do this. I'm back to an active consulting practice, which keeps me really, really busy, and nine grandkids, and a family here. But we are engaged in the community, Bob, and we're part of a civic leaders group that really wants to see things change. And we've come to that decision where I decided, okay, we can do that. We can figure this out. There's a strong support group here. Let's do it. Now that we've made the decision, it's not a thought at all. It's 100% in. We wouldn't do it if we weren't 100% in. And it was kind of interesting because you can see by the post, I don't know if you saw the post that I put out on Facebook last night.
Yeah, I
My
did.
wife, my wife shared a picture of myself in my when we first won in 2010, and I had forgotten about that. I've been used to putting my nomination in 10 minutes before two on the last day, and actually was the first one that time as well too. And it was refreshing. It was actually refreshing for me because when I read it, and I hadn't done this, maybe I should have up to now. It was really a reminder of how, you actually set out on a path to accomplish a handful of really important goals, and as a group with a good community behind you, we did that. So that just inspires me more. I like I say, said in my posts, the message, the drive, the passion, they haven't changed.
So you were mayor from 2010 to 2018, and then you lost by a handful of votes and went through a recount. And that wasn't enough to discourage you after these 4 years on the sidelines.
Well, at first, it seemed pretty clear that there might have been there's another path that we need to go down. But for some clarity, we never actually were granted a recount, so that was never addressed. But it does make you think, And at the time, I was more than happy to ride off into the sunset, having written, a good chapter in your book of life. Just wanted to be actively involved in the community as a civic leader, and for some reason, there were a lot of challenges in me being able to do that, and just continue to move on with our in our direction. As you can imagine, you accept at the end of the day things you control and things you don't control, and that's why I say, like, up until about a month or two ago, the direction had been, every time people were asking me the question, was, well, it's probably time for someone else to try that. And one thing led to another, and here we are doing it again. And like I said, once we make the decision, and it was a very carefully thought out decision, once we made that, we're 100% comfortable now. We're energized, we're ready to go, and we're looking forward to just talking about what we're going to do, as a council, and what we're going to do as a community, and the possibilities that our community has, and to continue to drive our way of life, Bob. It's been my mantra from day one, and that will never change.
What do you see as your priorities for the next 4 years?
I think from our standpoint, what we want to do is really have the council understand, first and foremost, that our community's success, like any small community in Northern Ontario, will be driven by how actively we get our community engaged and involved. There are a lot of smart people in our community, just like there are in all the communities around the region. And our job as a council isn't to get in the way of people and over-regulate and tell people what to do. It's to create a path forward for those folks to accomplish what they can do, and then just get out of their way, and support them in every way they can. And we'll find pretty quickly that Northerners that have a lot of resolve, and when the path is cleared for them, they'll find that success. So having an engaged community as opposed to one that is completely disconnected from the council table and the municipal government, I think is a key priority. Another one is access to government. If for some reason it's very difficult to get access to council, and I'm not pointing fingers at this council here. It's an institution. It's like that right across the board. I'm not going to judge the council. I'm of all people, I understand the complicated nature that they're working in. But one of the things I noticed when I first got elected was just how mired this institution, the municipal institution, was in having this really large approach to matters like, for example, Robert's rules are a parliamentary system of order. There's 300 people in parliament. We have seven people sitting at our council table. And one of the things I think we lose sight of is one of the benefits we have in Northern Ontario is that we are small, you know, and we are connected to the community, and we should continue to be connected to the community. So from my perspective, it's pretty clear that if somebody wants to see their council, they should be allowed to see their council. There's processes that if it's repetitive and if it needs to be diverted to another direction, it should never be a difficult endeavor for the citizens of this community to come see their government and talk to their government about their affairs. Because at the end of the day, if we're engaging those people, we need to hear from those people, whether we like what their message is or not. Then finally, I think the biggest thing for me is it's lead a build and create approach, you know, progressive build and create approach. And I've said to people many times, if you're looking for somebody to drive the status quo and you're comfortable with the status quo, your vote is wasted on me. Like, I'll drive you nuts. If you're looking for somebody who is going to rethink things, challenge conventional thinking, and really try to accomplish the most of what we have, then I'm probably one of the better people to consider for that. So really, and who you're voting for at the end of the day, I think is really important.